right, everyone. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and we are listening to our guest, yours and mine, Dr. Stephen Owens, from the organization that I affectionately call the Institute, the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, where he's sharing with us the fact that decisions can be made and often are made that can hurt our school systems and thereby the people who attend those schools and work in those schools, but also decisions can be made to help. Dr. Owens, just before you share with us, begin to share with us some of the ways that our legislators, our leaders can go about funding schools fairly, could you share with us just a little bit about some of the other ramifications of underfunding? In other words, not just the impact that it has directly on the students, but in others in the school system as well, whether they be teachers, principals, anyone else?
Absolutely. So there's a requirement for how much you pay teachers across the state of Georgia. It's the state salary schedule, and you're not allowed to pay teachers less than that. But several districts, if they have a large property tax base and if they have wealthier members, then they're able to pay their teachers more on top of that salary schedule. If you live in a district that is strapped for cash, or if the state is giving less and less money to education every year, what this can mean for a lot of teachers is not getting the pay raise that they expected, or being kept on that bottom amount. A starting teacher in Georgia that's certified is paid $34,000 a year. And in some communities, you can make that last, but in others, that if you're the only breadwinner, that might be not enough to buy a house or provide the life for your family that you need it to. And so you can see teachers not being able to stay in the classroom for longer. I authored a study a few years ago that showed that 44% of all teachers in the state of Georgia leave within the first 5 years.
Wow.
So that pay has to play a large amount into why that is. And then I think sometimes we forget just how much lives in the margins of school budgeting. That if you grew up in a school with a PE teacher and a band director, as well as a strong library, a lot of times that's because this is money coming from local sources and not state money. And so if you're using that local money to pay for things that the state used to pay for, then you're going to feel the effects and not having a strong music program, or maybe not having the PE coaches you need, that physical education that you need, especially for our younger students. And so it's felt across the entire system, absolutely.
I tell you, that's something. And so something needs to be done. And, of course, a system helps. You know, our leaders need to know why they would do what they need to do. And you help connect those dots for them, partly by sharing some ways that the funds can be distributed fairly. Would you share those with us?
Absolutely. So the first one has very little to do with money and more about the way that our communities know how much is going down to the school, because I wanted to give a list of options of here's some ways from $10 million, which is a lot of money but not really on the state level, all the way up to $500 million. And the first one I talked about is the fact that in the state of Georgia, you're not required to track budgets of individual schools. We have budgets of school systems, and for some system that can be hundreds of schools. For others, it might just be three, or we even have one system that just has one K through 12 school. But there's nothing that requires a district to show you how every dollar is being spent at the individual school. And the reason that's important is because we have a lot of research that shows that if you have two schools in one system, and one of the schools lives in a low-wealth neighborhood, and the other school is in a richer neighborhood, then that poor neighborhood is going to get teachers that are newer, less experienced, and they're likely to get less dollars go to that school than to that richer counterpart neighborhood within the same system. And because we don't have the ability to find out where the dollars are going once it gets down past the school system level, it leaves us just kind of unsure if the money is being spent well. And so if we were to be able to track spending at the local school level all the way down to the building, it would enable parents and communities and just anybody who's interested in how their schools are being run to a little bit more ammunition to hold the school system accountable, to be able to work with school leaders in order to make sure that every school child is being given similar amounts of money and that some aren't being favored just because they go to a richer school in a richer neighborhood. The Governor Deal signed a law in 2017 that tried to get at that dollar amount per school and per student, but it was written in such a way that you really can't do comparisons well. There's some overlap in the things that they required to report. And so if we are able to do a true tracking of expenditures at the school level, it would offer a lot more ability for families, for communities, and for school boards, honestly, to find out how that money is being spent in order to put some necessary pressure on our school leaders in order to use that money well.
Gotcha.
The second is that there is actually built in within the formula. So the Quality Basic Education Act of 1985 is what determines where money goes to schools in the state of Georgia, where that state money goes, that $10 billion. And there is actually a program within that for students who fall behind, because Georgia is one of the few states that doesn't give money to students who live into poverty just for living in poverty. This early intervention program is what it's called for the elementary school, is a way to support those kids who are starting behind their peers. And so I made the case it would be about $100 million a year to rethink those programs to allow that weight to increase, to provide more money to these schools. And schools are allowed to use this money how they see fit as long as it supports those kids who are behind grade level.
And Dr. Owens, you mentioned, I apologize, I know we have just a few seconds. One of the things that I like about your report, too, you just shared with us that we're talking over $100 million in costs, but we would get that money back. Could we join together
Absolutely.
At some point in the future so that we can finish this discussion?
That would be great.
Great, because I'd love for them to hear the rest. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I'll let everybody know the date and time that they can join us again so they can hear the rest of this very important story.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you again. Ladies and gentlemen, till next time.